You're listening to the Kelly Cutrera Show. Thanks so much for being here. 980 CFPL, 900 CHML, and 640 Toronto, or anywhere you are, listening via the Radio Player Canada app. Now, listen, we have to have a conversation about something called water beads. I just became aware of them actually this past weekend, but Ashley Haugen is founder of thewaterbeadlady.com. She'd like everybody to be aware of water beads and the potential danger to your child after her child had a near fatal run-in with these water beads. Welcome to the show, Ashley. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can we talk about water beads? Can you walk us through what they are? And apparently they're a sensory toy. What does that mean?
So they are marketed as a toy for children who have developmental disabilities and also just average children who the goal with them is to encourage kids to explore their sensory environments. That's what sensory play is supposed to do. It's supposed to help them mature in that way. And they market these beads as something for the kids to touch and to kind of just give them a different sensory experience.
Apparently, these have been popularized by social media because they've appeared on, you know, videos and TikTok and YouTube. What do they feel like? How big are they? Are they hard when you first get them? And what happens when you put them in water?
So when you first get them, they're about the size of a pinhead. They're very, very small. And then when you put them in water, they swell up and they swell to different sizes, depending on the liquid that they're in, but also just they're crazy. Like these beads are just ridiculous. They do lots of different, they feel lots of different ways, but generally they feel really smooth and they can stick to surfaces. They're sticky sometimes. Mm-hmm.
They sound like a potential danger. As a child, I used to put a lot of things in my mouth, including those little houses from the Monopoly board. I could see that it would be very easy for a child to put this in their mouth and then possibly swallow it because it doesn't, you know, have a roof and a little chimney. So this was your situation. Can you walk us through it?
Yeah. Most parents whose children swallow or insert bees into their nose or their ear, they use adult supervision and they keep their little babies away. But the beads are so small, they shrink down to the size of a pinhead. And so they can easily roll underneath appliances or get stuck in carpet fibers. And parents will have no idea. In our situation, we supervised our oldest daughter. We purchased them for her 6th birthday. We supervised her when she played with the water beads. And our 1-year-old daughter wasn't allowed to play with them. But she woke up projectile vomiting in July of 2017, and we didn't know why. And we took her to the hospital. They did a number of different scans on her and they couldn't figure out what was going on. So the surgeon decided to open her up and to do emergency exploratory surgery, which is where he found the water bead material inside of her small intestine. We had absolutely no idea that she had even been near the water beads for this to happen to her. And later we noticed that she was having neurological challenges. She wasn't signing anymore. She lost the speech that she had. She was having coordination issues and weakness. She just was not herself anymore.
How is she now?
Hipley is 6 now, and she still has challenges because of the water beads that she ingested. She has accommodations at school. She needs help with her teachers, with all of her work. She is in speech therapy, both in school and private therapy. This has changed the trajectory of her entire life.
I'm so happy you're on talking about these things because I think a lot of parents, might see something that look like they're a good idea for their older kids and not think about the possibilities of their younger kids ingesting these items. I know that there's I think they're like a stainless steel, they're magnetic balls that parents are being warned about now with little kids. They can do some damage. You saw that the beads were advertised as non-toxic, biodegradable, eco-friendly. Since this happened, has the folks at Water Beads, have they put any kind of cautionary warning on their website to deter parents with younger kids from buying these items?
Honestly, no, they
haven't.
And it is terrifying because it's kids of all ages, honestly, who can be injured by these. I've talked to parents whose 12-year-olds have had to have surgery because they ingested water beads and got hurt. Kids are sticking them in their noses or their ears. And there's been kids who have had permanent hearing loss because the bead was in the ear. There's kids who've had lung damage because they inhaled one of the beads and they didn't find out. The doctors didn't find out for over a year. It was inside a child. So they're absolutely dangerous and they should not be on the market at all as a toy for children.
I understand that you've set up a group because you are hoping to get these taken off the market. You want to make sure that other parents don't go through what you did. I'm so sorry to hear about your story, Ashley, but at the same time, very grateful that you would tell your story because it's clearly as painful today as it was, 6 years ago when your child first swallowed that water bead. What would you like the takeaway to be for our listeners that are listening right now?
I'd like them to know that, we started that Water Bead Lady so that families wouldn't have to go through something like this alone. And I want parents to know that the best way to prevent these water bead injuries is to not have them in the home at all. Just don't purchase them. They are not a toy. And non-toxic is an unregulated term. So it doesn't provide a secondary level of safety.
Right. And you think that that is that whole idea of non-toxic and biodegradable as, descriptors on the website are giving parents the false impression of safety?
Yes. There needs to be multiple levels when it comes to protecting our children from harm from consumer products. And when manufacturers put these terms on there, parents, of course, are using adult supervision, but they think that they have a secondary level of protection due to this deceptive advertising. And the reality is that they don't. These beads are not safe and they should not be marketed in this way.
Ashley, thanks so much for sharing your story. If people want to find out more, they go to thatwaterbeadlady.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.